USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm Isa-E is now a post-tropical cyclone after leaving at least 6 people dead and more than 3 million customers without power. The storm came ashore Monday night in North Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane and then weakened as it quickly moved up the East Coast. 2 people were killed by a storm-spawned tornado in North Carolina. 3 were killed by falling trees in Maryland, New York City, and Delaware. Another person died when her car got caught in floodwaters in Pennsylvania. The storm now dissipating over Canada. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves yesterday issuing a new executive order mandating state residents always wear a mask when leaving their homes. And
I will sign an executive order that requires the use of masks by all adults and all children in our schools.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump says he's considering taking executive action on unemployment benefits during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
I may not have to sign. I mean, progress is being made, as you know, very well in the Hill. We'll see what happens.
The president there at a briefing yesterday telling reporters he is considering an executive order if a deal can't be reached. The enhanced unemployment benefits that were included in the CARES Act expired last week. Negotiations on Capitol Hill are continuing. America's children still dying in hot cars, but for what it's worth, not as often as in the past 2 years. According to child safety website kidsandcars.org, 14 American kids have lost their lives unattended in hot vehicles since the start of this year. They say they figure it's probably the pandemic with people going out and driving less. Stock futures up at this hour amid word that they're making progress towards a new coronavirus stimulus package. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Another artist takes action against President Trump for using his art. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, "This complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing." Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. The suit is also seeking statutory damages.
And the U.S. Census Bureau is stopping its count ahead of schedule. The 2020 census will conclude on September 30th, as officials say they want to crunch the numbers so they can meet a December 31st deadline. But only 6 out of every 10 households in America have been counted so far. The new deadline means there are less than 2 months left to collect that information. You can collect information about us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.